Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are definitely back. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Well, does anybody know who I'm talking about? The first blind singer, or at least I thought he had a couple big hits. Righteous Brother copied his song. A lot of other people copied his song. We discussed it many times on the radio.
Who am I talking about? Do your regular trivia in the meantime.
Anybody know it? I'm going to say his name in 1 minute. Who am I talking about? This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And you should all know, because we've discussed it many times, what is his name? Anybody calling yet? I'm going to discuss it in 1 minute. 407-894-1680. Who am I talking about? His hits were in the 50s. Late 40s, early 50s. Blind guy. Anybody know? I discussed it many times.
Guess not.
Chris, anybody calling?
Hold on. I got one that's coming in now. Hold on one moment.
I'll give you the initials right now. This first initial is A, like Apple.
And we have to do your regular tribute.
That's his first name. First initial, A.
All righty, I guess we got us a caller.
Okay, who is it?
Our good friend Dave.
Dave.
From Fern Park.
Oh, Dave from Hill. Okay, Dave, you're up.
Well, so I have to give you one little correction, though, first, and that's one of the earliest blind musicians that really made hits was in the early 1900s, Blind Melon Jefferson. Blind Lemon Jefferson. Yeah, Lemon Jefferson.
Okay, I'm talking about somebody who was on the charts and Cashbox and Billboard.
Singer. Yeah, Blind Lemon Jefferson. So,
who am I talking about? We've discussed it many times. Who was the person? So the first initial was A.
So you're thinking, the only reason why I know this is from you, and that our friend up there in Connecticut and I would joke about this, Hibbler, right?
That's correct. Al Hibbler. Hibbler.
And I would have never heard of him if it wasn't for you.
Al Hibbler.
Dave's a winner?
Yeah, he's a winner.
Al Hibbler. Okay. Hot dog.
He's got himself $10 gift card from Subway. Coming away from Dave. Al Hibbler.
Good, I paid attention.
Yeah.
There might have been some artists that were blind back in the 1900s, but I'm talking about this guy was known and he was big. And the songs that he had, Unchained Melody, was copied by every Tom, Dick, and Harry after he did it. And the other song he did was He. And that was copied also by everybody. So he had two songs that, and he probably had many other hits, but those two big were Unchained Melody and He, that the world copied it after. Righteous Brothers had a big record, Unchained Melody.
Yeah, did he write Unchained Melody?
I don't know if he wrote it, but he did it.
I hope he wrote it, because if he did, he made lots and lots of money off of it.
Yeah. All righty, Dave. All right. Michael's got to do
Thanks
his regular trivia before we go to break again.
Oh, yeah. All righty.
Good hearing from you, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. So remember, folks, the name Al Hibbler. That's the first blind singer that I've ever known in the record business. So I don't know about 1900s, but in the late 40s and 50s, this guy, Al Hibbler, was huge, big. Okay, now it's trivia time, 407-894-680. This is my trivia. This song, you should all know, this was a big, big song. Who is singing this song, 407-894-680? Who is singing this song? Big song. Who's singing this one?
You can smile. If you smile for the man who held your hand, you could tell the light. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So God, say the last thing for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, that sparkling wine, go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while you're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Hey, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone,
okay, Chris, it's enough.
You home, you must tell him no.
Who's singing the song? You know the song, Donovan?
I know the song, but I'm not sure if I know the artist, Michael.
They had a lot of hits.
I know who I think it, I have a guess, but I don't think I'm correct.
So, Donovan, do you have Spectrum cable in your area where you live?
We do, yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. So you and Peter will have something in common there besides sitting on the plane together.
Yeah.
We don't have Spectrum. We're not that lucky.
Yes, we do.
All righty. Chris got quiet, so hopefully somebody's on the phone. And then after Peter, we're going to learn about the new eSight Go glasses, electronic glasses. We're really excited about that.
Interesting.
These are the latest and the greatest. Yep. No halo, no nothing. Just put them on. They look like really cool sunglasses.
eSight's got some good products.
They do. So we're looking forward to that.
Did you know that your previous trivia, you didn't know, you never met that person. You just knew of this person.
I never met. I know. Oh, no.
We have two callers.
Al Hibbler, I've never met. I wish I did. I never met him.
We have two callers. We have Anna from Orlando and John from Clinton, Indiana.
Is Anna new? Sounds new.
Sure.
No, she said she's not. She said it's been a while since she called.
Yeah, I kind of.
Who was first?
Anna.
Where's she calling from?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. So we have a caller from Orlando and also from Indiana. Okay. Anna, you're up.
Hi. The Drifters.
Hi, Anna. Who do you think singing the song, Anna?
The Drifters.
You are right. The Drifters.
Save
Anna,
the
you just
won
yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
Thank you.
You know why they were called the Drifters?
No, I don't.
Because back before they were a big hit group, they used to be a lot of backup singers. And they used to go from one singer to another singer to another artist. And that's why they used to call them the Drifters. They used to drift. The Drifters became big on their own, right? After they had many hits. They had many, many hits on their own. Mm-hmm. But before they had their own hits, they were singing for backups for a lot of people.
Okay.
Well, so thank you for calling in. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You leave your address, Anna, with Chris, okay?
And again, right. Enjoy thank Subway. You. $10 gift cards coming your way. The Drifters.
All right, you want to say hi to our good friend, John, over in Clinton,
absolutely.
Indiana?
Absolutely. Always say hi, John.
That's my man, John, from Clinton,
how you
Indiana.
Doing, Marco, Lynn,
hi.
All the rest
hi,
guys down there. How you doing?
Say hi,
Happy
John.
New Year.
Yep.
All right, you John, how are you?
John over in Clinton, Indiana.
We always say hi, John.
Yep.
That's my man, John.
Hi.
What's the echo, Chris? Getting feedback here.
All right, Michael, Lynn.
Yes, it's John's radio. John's.
Yep. Hey, John.
I think it's John's. So.
You have to call back another time. Somebody beats you to the punch.
How you doing? This Mr. Screwed up here, Clinton. How you doing, Michael? Lynn?
Okay, and you? Have we said Happy New Year to you before?
Yeah, John's called in this month.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I haven't called it this first time for this year. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, John. Sure. You and your wife, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Linda.
Yep. Now, it's been kind of chilly up here in Indiana.
Yeah.
It's been, it was raining today, but it was in the 40s, so it might be a little bit better than it was 2 weeks ago. So it's been cold.
John, is Fort Wayne near you?
Pardon? Yes, it was raining today, and it's going to rain.
No, I said, is Fort Wayne, Indiana, is that near you?
Is where?
Fort Wayne,
Indiana.
She want to know if Fort Wayne, Indiana is near you.
Fort Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably maybe 175 miles from here.
Oh, okay.
Also, it's about an hour 45 minutes.
Because I didn't know if you heard me give a shout out to the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They have an audio reading service there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. I gave a big shout out at the beginning of the show.
Well, for the first 3 or 4 minutes, Alexa wasn't working very good.
Oh.
And you guys went off the air right there when you started playing the trivia and asking about the singer. And then it just came on just about a minute or two before he come with the music. The castanets started coming playing, and it was after the top of the hour you came back on.
I will enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, see, John, they didn't know all that was going on, that I was over here on the back end working.
Yeah.
I had
We're going to go to break.
I had all that going for you, John.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. Thanks, we'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Take care, guys. Take care, Margo.
You too,
John. You too, John.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, saying welcome back. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's welcome back Peter time. Hi, Peter. Welcome back. Just so everybody knows, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And we're really happy to have you back tonight.
Welcome back, Peter.
Oops, and I forgot to tell him to unmute himself. Well, I thought I did. Okay, just give him
welcome back, Peter.
He hears you. Just give him a second. All righty.
He's unmuted.
Yeah, he's still muted, but he'll be there in a second. Here he is. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, hello. Sorry, technology sometimes doesn't work like we plan, huh?
No, sometimes it's glitchy.
A little bit. Well, happy January. Happy 2024. It's my first show of the year.
Happy New Year to you. And you sound like you have a cold.
Oh, you know, I'm so much better now. It was a rough week indeed. It's that January grip.
Yeah. What's it like out there in Colorado? Really, really, really cold?
You know, we've been getting hit by that freezing front that's been coming through. So we got down into the negative 11.
Oh,
negative
brother.
Teens. Yeah, it got bone chilling for me.
That's awful.
A little out of character, but it's warming up now. It's a beautiful day today. Sunshine was out, so.
Well, what was the temperature? Complain. You say warming up to what?
Oh, it got near 60 today.
Oh.
Yeah, very warm.
Well, that's like here. It was in the 30s one day and the 80s next. It jumped. So
I know. It's been a weird weather pattern moving across the states. I'm sure others sympathize.
So you must say hello to our special guest co-host tonight. This is Donovan Battelle, and I know you know Peter. Say hello.
Peter, do you remember meeting me a couple of years
ago? I do, Donovan. I was just thinking to myself that name sounds familiar.
I think it maybe we were on a plane together, maybe going to ACB in Omaha, maybe.
That's absolutely right. You said, yeah. We chatted a little bit of business. That's right.
Sure did.
Really, really great to hear your voice again. I was just sharing some of that conversation last year with somebody. So great to be on the air with you.
Yeah, great to hear from you too.
That's right. Alabama Industries of the Blind has joined us. They're our sponsor now, and we're thrilled. And the CEO and executive director was on earlier. I don't know if you caught the first hour of the show, but Jeff Papalia was on. So
yes, absolutely.
Very excited.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, so I knew you would get a kick out of hearing Donovan's voice again.
Absolutely. What a great surprise.
What's the latest at Spectrum Communications?
Well, you know, I thought I'd take just a brief moment, given that it's the early part of the year. There are new listeners, I'm certain of it. There's always new listeners. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity just to stop and breathe in for a minute and reintroduce Spectrum, who we are and what we're all about.
That's a good idea. It's always good to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Every once in a while, I get so caught up and I realize that there are new listeners and they're surprised to even hear about the accessibility efforts of a company that they've been subscribed to for a while. So if you're not familiar already, and you live in an area where you have Spectrum internet or cable, phone service, it's my pleasure to share with you that we've got a really robust team of accessibility experts working behind the scene to make your products, services, experiences accessible for you. And that really includes any product that you can think of in our lineup, whether it's a mobile app that you're using to manage your account or stream video content, or perhaps it's just getting onto the spectrum.net site to manage your account. Maybe it's your cable service and the set-top box that you're using. We've got the accessibility features that make that product accessible for you as somebody who is blind or visually impaired, meaning it's got the text-to-speech that you would want to independently navigate the guide, and you've got the ability to independently turn on and off audio description or the guide narration. If you've heard about a new product that we brought to market recently called Zumo Streambox, it's really a stream alternative to your traditional cable services. That's also accessible. And it's got the very cool functionality of having a voice input button. So I know those of you who've been looking across the river to the Comcast customers that have had that for a while, this is your opportunity to potentially take advantage of something like that. And
Peter, I'd just like to interrupt for 10 seconds to give the phone number out in case anybody has a question or comment.
Please.
Please call 407-894-1680. And I'm sure Peter will be happy to take your questions or comments. That was funny what you just said across the river.
Well, you know, I have the pleasure, as Donovan mentioned, be in attendance at some of these conferences and meet so many awesome people. But Sometimes I meet folks that are in the Comcast territory, and they say to me, "Well, you know, I'm not in the Spectrum area," and of course, vice versa. So there's some, you know, pros and cons of living in different areas and having access to only one, you know, major provider is one of those. And so I'm always excited to share with those that are in our market or in our area where we provide service about what's available to you. And, you know, the really cool thing that people don't know is that we've got, you know, a team of about 22 people or so, and a good handful of those folks are blind and low vision, maybe a handful and a half of us, and myself included. And so we take a lot of pride in the work that we do, not only because, you know, it's just a job to come in and do every single day, but because the outcome of our work impacts our own experiences as people who are blind and visually impaired. And so I think that's a really important message because, you know, when you have some skin in the game, as they say, you really want to make sure that the experience is acceptable and enjoyable and not just, you know, compliant, so to speak. So that's the goal of our team. And there's a really great example of that with our product called Spectrum Access, which provides a mobile app version of essentially a library of audio described content that you can take with you anywhere you go, and be able to connect it to essentially any platform. So if you're watching a movie on any platform that's available in the app, you can pair that audio description with that experience, have your audio description on your phone, and be watching the movie on your television. We just added nearly 100 titles at the end of 2023, and we've got some really great plans to add a bunch more this year. So if you haven't explored the Spectrum Access app, feel free to give it a download. Just type in Spectrum Access in your app store. And if you have any questions about that, you can email me at spectrumaccess@charter.com. I'd love to answer your questions.
Yeah. Donovan, I was wondering if you were familiar with the Zumo.
I'm not familiar with the Zumo. I'm very familiar with the Spectrum Access.
Fantastic.
I would like to hear a little bit more about the Zumo.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, so Zumo just launched. It's a joint venture project. So I made the joke earlier, Lynn, about across the river, but we built a bridge across the river, and we've got a joint venture project with Comcast.
Oh.
So the Zumo box is available to Comcast customers now as of this year, and as of late last year to Charter Spectrum customers. So what it is essentially, it's like a little box, not very different in footprint to an Apple TV or a Roku or something of that, you know, to that effect, like a, you know, Amazon Fire. So those are all streaming services that you can plug into your television. And this is no different. The only different thing is that it really offers you a cable guide-like experience on your stream box. So unlike the other offerings, this one for you as a Spectrum customer, and you know, over there on the Comcast side, you've got a similar experience. What it's accomplishing is for those people who are maybe leaving the cable experience or cutting the cord, as the saying goes, if you're moving over to streaming services like Apple TV or Roku, this is another option for you that is going to give you the combination of your typical streaming experience and your cable guide like experience. Meaning you have a guide-centric focus on your screen. When you search for content, it really searches for content that you are subscribed to first, and gives you those examples. And you can use your voice and just speak. There's a voice button on the remote. You press and hold it, and you can speak the name of a title, movie or show, or an actor, for instance, or actress. If there's somebody you want in, you know, to search by, you can speak that into the remote, and that's how you can pull up those search results. It's really intuitive and I think just so efficient, and something that our customers have been waiting for. And, you know, I'm not the pricing person in the company, but from what I understand, the pricing is very competitive. as well in terms of, you know, if you're switching from cable to streaming. Donovan, being new on the show, does that ring with some clarity, or there's some additional questions?
No, it rings with clarity. I'm not sure how I missed that. I'm usually pitching close to these things, but I've somehow missed that. But what I'm really liking that I'm hearing here, Peter, is this bridge over the river there between the two. I guess you might say giants in the industry. That's right.
Zumo is a standalone company, and, you know, is a subsidiary of Sky. I think it's called Sky TV. That's out of London. Mm-hmm. You know, out way over the pond, totally big, much bigger pond there. And so Comcast and Charter have taken advantage of this technology and created a platform that's really specific to their customers' needs. And so while I'm not familiar with the Comcast rendition, of course, as a joint venture, I'm certain there's a lot of similarities. But I will say that just having tinkered a little bit with the platform already, I really like what we're able to bring through that platform. We've also provided some information on spectrum.net/accessibility. There's going to be a remote guide available there. That's an audible guide. It'll walk you through the remote from top to bottom with a voice. And these are also these kind of documents that walk you through a new remote that you might not be familiar with are also available in Braille and large print. So this one's going to be added as well here really shortly. This project my team's working on. I'm really excited about the fact that we're going to launch a voice remote guide and a Braille remote guide in large print. So if you get the product and you're a little intimidated by a new remote, like I usually am, those are really helpful tools to help you get oriented for all the buttons and the layout of that new platform.
Make sure I understand that you talked about a Braille remote guide there. Has that got some pairing capability to it?
No. Well, what I'm referring to here, Donovan, is it's a Braille document that you can order, and it'll have a tactile guide on one side, so it'll be a rendition of the remote in these sort of like railed Braille dots, and then it'll have a key off to the side. So for every button that's labeled there, your key will describe to you what that. In Braille, of course, what the function of that button is. And then, of course, there's a voice guide component as well that you can have access to either. The best place to go is to spectrum.net/accessibility, and that's where you're going to find all of those types of voice documents as well.
Peter.
And the Braille documents, by the way, this is something you can order through a customer support agent. You just ask for one of those. And we do have a disability support team that can take those calls that's really, really knowledgeable in these things. So I advise people to call that team every time. Michael, if you don't mind, I'd love to give out that phone number really quick.
Yes, please.
Absolutely. I want to ask you another question, though.
Yeah. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301. 844-762-1301. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, my fast question. When you order Spectrum, a new customer, do they tell you about all these things first, or they don't? You have to ask.
You know, there's a component to that training that we're trying to build so that there's better information at the front end when you're signing up for services. But by and large, I wouldn't count on it. You know, anytime you have a company this big, usually when you're signing on, the goal is to get you through the basic sign-on process. If you have additional needs or questions that are specialized, like accessibility, it's best to find the accessibility services that the company provides to get your information. And that's what we're here for, is to get you connected to either the disability support team or our team. We're the accessibility technology team that works on these products on the back end.
Well, thank you, Peter. And we hope you feel better. Certainly, next time you come back, you'll feel better.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely on the
you're on the mend.
Yeah, I'm on the mend. I'm so happy to be past the worst of it. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
and
you.
And Donovan, great to hear your voice again. Michael, take care.
Yeah, great to hear.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Chris wants good night. To go to break.
It's time for going to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSighteyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Lynn, you are up.
Up, up. Okie dokie, I'm up, up, and away. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend calling in from, I believe, Toronto, Canada, but he'll correct me if I'm wrong. Welcome back, Gary Foster, who is an advocate for Eastside Eyewear, and he's here to tell us something new and exciting. Hey, Gary, welcome back.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. It's nice to be back. And yes, things new and exciting at Eastside these days.
And say hi to our guest co-host tonight, Donovan Patel.
Hello, Donovan.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Donovan is, why don't you tell him what you do, Donovan?
So, Gary, I'm the director of special operations for the Alabama Industries for the Blind, an Ability One agency in Alabama.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful.
Sounds better coming from you, Donovan.
Thank you.
So what's new and exciting, Gary? I know, but we'd like the audience to know.
Well, Eastside has been bought outright by Gentex Corporation in the United States. Fantastic company. I've been to their offices. I've met their people. I've worked with their people. Just a very exciting time for Eastside and for the future of Eastside, given all of their technology that they can bring to the table, their manufacturing, their engineering. It's amazing. And so now we are officially Eastside by Gentex, and it just means a bigger, brighter future for the product and for the people that use the product.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
They've been working for the past year on the next generation device, which will be coming out sometime this first quarter. I've seen it, but I don't have one yet. But I have actually tried it, and I can honestly say, as a person that's worn Eastside since 2015 in all of its different carnations, this is the biggest change I've seen with regards to the field of vision, the clarity, ease of use, especially ease of use. It's so much easier to use. It's much, much, much smaller. So, it's a real exciting time to be involved with Eastside. And for people that aren't familiar with Eastside, it's a great time to, you know, look into it a little bit, get into their website, talk to your doctors. I mean, it's a real exciting time. If anybody was ever thinking about getting into Eastside and they hadn't pulled the trigger yet, I'd say it's time to pull the trigger, folks. It's absolutely amazing what this can do.
And these glasses look just like, they almost look like regular sunglasses.
The way I say it is if someone saw me across the street wearing the new eyewear, they would probably just think that I was wearing sunglasses.
Right.
When you get closer, you can see that they're larger than sunglasses. But what a game changer from what I'm wearing right now, where the unit I have now, which I love, by the way, it has the halo that goes around your whole head and all that kind of thing. But I mean, it's very, very noticeable. But with the new one, it's just so much of a smaller profile. But more importantly, it's just the performance is better. Having the wider field of vision. I mean, Eastside gives me 20/20 vision and I'm 2400 without it. The new one gives me a wider field of vision and even more clarity than what I was used to. So when I got to try it, I wanted to sneak it into my suitcase and take it home.
Mm-hmm. Now this is the Eastside Go, correct?
That's correct. That's right.
So people should know when they're looking for information about them, that it's called Eastside Go.
That's right. It's the Eastside Go. And I believe it's going to be on the market next, I think it's March. But I mean, it's just a real game changer. So look up Eastside Go, E-S-I-G-H-T Go, and you'll see it. There's lots of stuff on the internet already about it. You'll see people wearing it and going through different functions with it. But honestly, it's just a tremendous game changer.
Well, if anybody has any questions, they should call in, right, Michael?
Absolutely. Now's the time to call 407-894-1680. I'll say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. If you want to speak to Gary and ask him any questions about Eastside, now's the time to do it.
Now, not when we go off the air. That's what happened last time. Somebody called. We were already off the air. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we certainly have lots of information for folks. We are really accessible. I mean, if they don't call in during the show, they're certainly You know, if they get a family member, take them onto the computer, go to the website. It's absolutely amazing the amount of material that's out there right now. And the testimonials are incredible. I mean, we all see different, especially these days, there's all kinds of stuff in the media, and we wonder what we can trust and what we can't trust, right, and that kind of thing. I mean, we are a clinically validated device. You know, the Veterans Association in the United States, we're on their procurement list. They're happy to be supplying them to veterans, which we're really proud of. And more doctors now are coming to us asking questions. And it's gratifying to hear a doctor say, I can't do any more for a patient when they get to a certain point, but it's nice to know there's something like eSight that can absolutely, you know, change their quality of life. Gary, and in my case, it gave me independence, which is huge.
Yeah. Gary, why don't you just describe the condition that people would have that they would qualify to, you know, that it would work for them.
Absolutely. So it's specifically designed for central vision loss. So you would really need to have some level of peripheral vision. In my case, I have really good peripheral vision. I just have no central vision. But if you're lacking central vision, what eSight does is it works with your peripheral vision, your parafoveal vision, and whatever, cones and rods in your eyes can still receive information when it's properly presented. For example, when I look at something without my eSight, my brain is not getting all the information it needs to complete the picture. When I'm looking through the eSight, the brain is getting the information to complete the picture. And that's how it works. It's absolutely amazing.
Donovan, do you have any questions for Gary?
Yeah, so Gary, you're talking about with the central vision loss, you're talking about anyone with some sort of macular degeneration type condition, right?
Yes, that or Stargardt's or diabetic retinopathy. I mean, albinism, there's all kinds of maladies where basically if you're lacking central vision, likely it's going to work for you.
So what the footprint of those, look those up, but what's the weight of those?
Well, the newest one, and I don't have the information in front of me, and I don't have one yet, which I regret. But the newest one is, I think it's 0.3 of a pound, the whole unit. The one I'm wearing now weighs substantially more, the eSight 3, or the eSight 4, rather. But because there's a halo that goes all the way around the top of my head that supports the weight, it's not an issue. But they put a lot of effort into making it more aesthetically pleasing to the, not so much for the wearer, but for the person that's looking at the wearer, you know, by getting rid of the halo, by getting rid of all that weight, by making it a smaller profile, which, like I say, it just from a distance, it just looks like sunglasses. A lot of people with macular degeneration wear big, dark eyeglasses to start with. These look similar to that.
Yeah, neat. Yeah. So those the new ones we're talking about, the Go, that's a pretty lightweight thing. A third of a pound is maybe around 5 ounces or so.
It is. It's significant. I mean, a lot of research and development went into. I mean, we've always tried to make it, you know, better for the person that wears it, obviously. I mean, the function is one thing, and that's incredible. That's the biggest thing. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't care if there was a beanie on top of it with a propeller. I look at what it does for me, and I don't care what it looks like. But I'm not your average guy. I mean, a lot of people want it to look, you know, as small as possible, not so that they're not drawing too much attention. That's something that we've worked at for years. And this one that's coming out now, the eSight Go, is the culmination of a lot of years of research, testing, development. I mean, this thing's a game changer. All of us that are involved in the project, when we're out at conferences and that now, and we've been able to present it to people, we are just blown away ourselves by what this does compared to every other model we've ever had. And we really feel that this is going to be a huge game changer for the industry.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm familiar with your your goggles, your glasses, because we've used some of those in the manufacturing environment at our plant before. So yes, they're very beneficial.
So yeah, I mean, it's amazing. If you've got central vision loss, there's not a better product on the market. I'm certainly involved with testing, and I've tried every other device out there. There are other devices that do great things, but eSight is the one that's totally mobile. You know, it's absolutely, I put it on and I walk out the door and I'm on my own. I get to the airport, I travel all over the United States. I get to the venue when I get there. I have no problem getting my Uber or reading the menu in a restaurant or reading the departure screens at the airport. I do all of this independently, and I certainly wouldn't be able to do that without it. So, I mean, it really did give me my independence back. It put me back to work. I am a hobbyist. I have a wood mill, and I will mill all my own logs and everything. I mean, I'm just completely independent. The only thing I can't do is drive a car. And I mean, while I regret that, it allows me to do everything I ever did before. So I always say it gave me my life back. And for my wife and for my children, the big thing there is they enjoy my independence and the fact that I'm re-engaged with everybody and everything that they're doing. So the whole family benefited, quite frankly.
Gary, how long does the battery last? I assume it has that battery.
Yeah, on the eSight Go, I'm hearing that it's going to be like maybe 4 to 5 hours. I'm not sure. And I think it'll be supplied with two. So you can, you know, swap it, and you charge when you take the one off, when it's run down, you just put it on the charger, put the other battery on, and you're good to go. Similar to the eSight 4 that I'm wearing now. I mean, when my battery runs down, I get a warning in my headgear, and I just take out the old battery, put in the new. It's hot swappable. And as a matter of fact, the eSight Go battery, I understand, is going to last quite a bit longer than the eSight 4 battery. That's exciting.
I thought I read a story that a gentleman had never seen his wife's face, and he put the glasses on and he saw his
wife. And ran away.
As a matter of fact, that's true. He hadn't seen his wife's face in 20 years. And I could relate to that, because when I tried eSight for the very first time, the very first thing I saw was my wife's face. And she said, what can you see? And I said, I see your face. And she started to cry. And I looked around the room and I said, I could see everybody's face. I was absolutely not prepared for what it did for me.
Amazing.
So we see this happen all the time. People putting it on. Little boy, 7-year-old boy, seeing his mother for the first time.
There was an eye
in the room.
But I have a question for you. If the battery only lasts 3 or 4 hours, and you wear them 3-4 hours, you would think that every 3-4 hours you're charging them.
No, because you have a backup battery. You have two with you.
Well, that's right. You can have more batteries. Right. Quite frankly, if I'm in the office, I'm not depending on the battery at all, because I can just plug it right in to the house current, right into the headset itself.
Oh.
So I'm not running off the battery. I'm running off of the house current.
And does it have a USB port also?
Yes, that's right. Oh, okay. So that's how I do it. When I'm in the office, it's 8 hours, 10 hours. So I just plug in. The batteries are sitting there. I'm not using them, but they're fully charged.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary, for letting us in on the new product, the eSight Go. We're really excited for you.
I'll tell you, it's really exciting. Look,
it really is. And you'll be really excited when you get one to try.
Absolutely. And when I get one, and if I get invited back to you folks, I'm sure I won't be able to contain my excitement.
And you'll use the video so I can see you wearing it.
Absolutely, I will. I
did definitely be invited back.
You're always invited back.
Absolutely. Well,
I love it, and I appreciate the opportunity, folks.
Well, thank you, Gary. And it was a pleasure having you on again tonight. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, take care. Goodbye. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, yeah. All righty. So I wanted to remind everybody next week to join us with we're doing a little switching around with the days. Usually Gary comes on the first week, but Sheila is going to come on. We're switching. So join us with co-host Sheila Young, and we will be welcoming our guest, Mary Frances Evans, who's the president of the International, this is a long one, the International Association of Audio Information Services, and she's also the executive director of the Iowa Reading Information Services. And also, we are going to meet a young lady. Her name is Janie Desir, and she is the owner of Teaching Your Baby in Braille. And Janie herself, she's visually impaired, but she's teaching her sighted child via Braille. So that's pretty interesting. And
pretty interesting.
It is interesting. So all this and much, much more. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. Donovan, you were very good tonight.
You were terrific.
I enjoyed being with you guys tonight. I enjoyed the conversation with Michael, with Lynn, and with Peter and Gary. I mean, it was just in
there. And remember the name, Al Hibbler.
I'm going to remember Al Hibbler, yes.
And I'm going to remember the name forever, Clarence Carter.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Well, give our regards to Kathy. I hope she enjoyed the show.
She did. She's been listening.
Oh, good. And what do you think, Chris Shaw?
Michael, I feel special. We stumped you tonight. That's
yeah, see that? Everybody always gets a kick out of it.
Well, he's a smart cookie, Lynn. That's why it's such a big deal, you know?
Oh, okay. Yep, he is a smart cookie. He created the show. That's pretty much a smart cookie.
He did, and he knows you're the best.
That's really being a smart cookie.
It is. Yes.
And speaking of cookies, Chris, we got our cookies.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't tell me?
I hid them all.
Yeah, congrats. You ate them all already?
No. I only ate one side of the mince, but we've got a lot more. I guess I'll freeze them. And then we'll give some a lot of
give you
lot
and
away.
Give you some more That's time. Right.
But yeah, we got the box.
Well, thank you so much and congratulations to you on your Girl Scout cookies.
Well, thank you. And that's about it, right, Michael?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Well, you wrap it up, you and Donovan.
Donovan.
Yes, sir.
It's been real.
It's been real and it's been fun.
Okay.
What are you hitting me for?
Wrap
She's
it
hitting
up.
Me. She's hitting me. You're hitting me. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Well, it's been listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. And thank you for letting us come in your home or in your car. Thank you. And if you're driving, make sure you can see the road, please. And don't cross on double yellow lines. I hear all the time people crossing, passing on double yellow lines, which is against the law.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Yeah, that is truly against the law. So stop passing those double yellow lines. Don't pass a solid line, period. Let's do that.
Hey, Chris, did you get your corned beef sandwich?
No, I was running behind this morning, but I'm going over there at R18 now before they close.
They're open? I don't think they're open now.
Don't say that. Wish me good luck.
No, I doubt it. Not at Sunday night late. You'll have to catch them tomorrow.
Okay.
All righty. Good night, all.
Good night, everybody. Don't forget. Wait a minute. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Donovan.
It's been real. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Up our ass.